The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
Okay, so we're recording this on Monday, March 28th, and it's not going to come out until the 31st. But yesterday, or last night, the Academy Awards were on, right? The Oscars. And that was a show that I used to like to watch. I mean, you know, it was fun to watch. You know, you got to see who wore what, and you knew who was nominated for what. And last night, I could have given a rat's ass about him. I couldn't even tell you who was nominated. But I mean, let's talk about the elephant in the room. I really cannot believe that what happened.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even know what you're talking about. Not only did I not watch it, not only did I really not have any idea who was nominated, I don't know what you're talking about. But I, like you, I used to really look forward to watching the Oscars. Billy Crystal would come out and do a great monologue and all that. But anyway, I'm stealing your thunder. What happened on the Oscars last night?
No, you're not stealing any thunder. I thought you were going to join me in talking about it. Have you not looked at YouTube today? And I'm serious. Have you not looked at YouTube today?
I have not. I saw something on TikTok where somebody posted like a picture of like them as Will Smith laughing until he looked at Jada's face or something like that. But I had no idea what it was referring to.
Okay, just so I can let everyone know what's going on. It is 2:32 in the afternoon, the day after the Oscars, and Rocky seriously does not know what happened last night. And I truly believe he's not kidding. So Chris Rock last night, I don't know if he hosted the show or what, but so Jada Pinkett Smith. For some reason, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they were sitting like front and center, almost in like these comfortable chairs. I don't know, but they must have been pretty important last night. But Jada Pinkett Smith was bald, like almost totally bald, very, very tightly cut. You could even call it bald, okay? And
for a movie role, or is she ill? Or?
So Chris Rock, well, I didn't know. I don't think a lot of people did, but So Chris Rock makes a joke, and he comes back, and he's talking to Will Smith, and he looks at Jada Pinkett Smith and says something to the effect of, you know, it looks like you're getting ready for G.I. Jane 2. You know, and it's, you know, you remember G.I. Jane, Demi Moore famously shaved her head.
Right.
And everyone's kind of laughing. Even Will Smith is kind of laughing, right? And so then all of a sudden it cuts back to Chris Rock on the stage, and Will Smith gets on the stage, walks up to Chris Rock, and just bitch slaps him. Ooh. Pow! Right in the face.
What?
And you're thinking, this is the most staged thing I've ever seen in my life. It's got to be staged, right?
Yeah.
Just turns around, walks off, and Chris Rock's like, I just got bitch slapped by Will Smith. And Will Smith sits down in his chair, and he says, leave my wife's name out of your effing mouth. And he goes, it was just a G.I. Jane. Leave my wife's name out of your effing mouth. And at this point, you're thinking, what on earth is going on?
Gosh.
So obviously, you know, having seen that on YouTube, I'm trying to think, what the hell happened? Because for the first time, I actually now have an interest in the night before, only because of this. But I guess she has since come out and said that she's fighting alopecia.
Mm.
And whether Chris Rock knew that or not,
surely
I don't know.
Not.
But, you know, he
surely couldn't. Not.
Because one of the things hosts do on these shows are rip the stars.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just kind of a given. Ricky Gervais is famous for this.
Right.
But he had just made a joke about... I can't even remember who it was about. And Will Smith's laughing, and then he just points out to her. And so you're wondering if this is real or not, right?
Yeah.
Well, Will Smith wins the Academy Award for King Richard, which I hear is actually a very good show. But when he's up there, I mean, he literally starts kind of crying. Doesn't apologize to Chris Rock, but apologizes kind of for what happened. You know, at the end says, I hope the Academy will have me back. So at this point, you're thinking,
wow,
this was not staged.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you haven't.
I haven't. I mean, I've seen, now that you mention it, I've seen a couple of little things. Like I've been flipping through TikTok or whatever, and I'll see some mention of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, but I didn't catch what it was. I haven't seen a replay of it. But that's amazing. That sounds almost like so you remember Letterman? There were a couple of famous things on Letterman. One was Crispin Glover came out and just was going crazy. Yes. And I think that was real. And then the other thing that appeared to be real but turned out wasn't was Andy Kaufman challenging, I can't remember the name of the wrestler.
Jerry the King Lawler.
That's right. They were in like a big feud.
Jerry Lawler was his name.
And he came out and bitch slapped Andy Kaufman and like laid him out. And it turns out later he admitted that that was staged, but he wasn't holding back. It was not a staged looking bitch slap. So you're saying that this not staged?
I don't think it was. And there's only one camera angle that I've seen on every YouTube video that I've watched. So when it's showing Will Smith, he's laughing. But you can kind of see in the corner Jada Pinkett Smith not laughing.
Okay.
And then it shows Chris Rock. So I'm guessing the only thing I can figure is Will Smith looked at Jada Pinkett Smith and thought, oh, she's not too happy. Yeah. I better do something about
that. Makes
this.
The TikTok make more sense. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, he just walks up there, slaps him, walks back, and literally at the top of his lungs, he's just screaming, leave my wife's name out of your effing mouth. I don't know if there's a tape delay, but it's live for the most part, right?
Wow.
So
you know what's so funny about that? I was just listening to the Smartless podcast, which we've talked about. Not on this podcast, but you and I have talked about it. It's Jason Bateman and Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. And it's hilarious, but they had David Spade on today. One of the funniest ones I've heard, but they brought up Chris Rock, and they brought up how he sort of does things like that. I don't think this was, it couldn't have been recorded this morning, but they actually made the point that he will like be on stage and like make fun of people right to their face at award shows and stuff, where David Spade was talking about how he used to do the Hollywood Minute. And he would make all those jabs at people, right, on Weekend Update. But he's like, I'd never be able to do it right to their face. So there's no way this was in real time. Like, when they were recording this, they didn't know that this had happened at the Academy Awards. But that's kind of funny that...
Oh, absolutely not.
They just brought that up, how he was so bold to do that. Don Rickles-ish.
Well...
How did Don Rickles never get
punched? You would have to think... I know, right? You would have to think that Chris Rock and Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have probably all been in the same room together, probably at the same parties. Hell, they may have had dinner together, right?
Maybe he's had Jada in his mouth.
I don't know yet. But my point is this.
Might have been a sore spot.
Here, Jada Smith. Do what? That might have been a sore spot.
Yeah, keep my wife out of your mouth.
Well, yeah, I don't even know where I was going with it anymore. So
I'm sorry.
But yeah, it was.
So you
it
said
was
they,
really
were, they had
weird.
All been in the same room together, probably. So it wasn't
I'm sure
like,
they're friends. I'm sure they're in the same circle.
Sure.
And Jada Pinkett Smith, I've seen her multiple times with bald head. She's just different like that. I've seen her with blue hair. You've seen her with bald hair. So my guess is I can't imagine he would have known about the alopecia, because that would have been a shot at something serious. But for him to look at her and just say, hey, G.I. Jane too. That was probably just a joke. He sees her bald. Demi Moore was bald, and he says that. I can't imagine that he would have said that with knowing that she was suffering from something. And maybe that's what he was so surprised about. Or
and you know what's so weird? It's like today, if you have a malady like that, you're using that to like drum up sympathy. Like she would be you know, documenting daily on social media her struggles with alopecia or something
right.
like that to bring awareness or what, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it almost is, it's almost a boost to a performer's career to admit something like that. I mean, I've taken an increased interest in Cyndi Lauper trying yep. to just make sure she's doing okay with her psoriasis, you know. So,
right.
I mean, it's weird to think that she would be battling something, especially something that's not life-threatening like alopecia, that would be the reason why she shaved her head and that nobody would know that and she would be so sensitive about it. Something's up there. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I think maybe they all have been in the same room together, and maybe Chris took some liberties that he shouldn't have. Maybe it was an Eric Estrada moment.
Maybe he noticed it. It might have been an Eric Estrada moment, but Will went to the face.
Dang.
Will
I didn't go to the face, at least, with Eric Estrada.
I wonder if, you know what, I'm glad. I'm glad Chris Rock didn't try the old curtains match the drapes joke. I didn't know if you were going to get that or not. I was like, are we on this big of a delay? Or?
Oh, we've got a big delay for our listeners out there, both of you. The but I know that when I get the audio back, it's going to synchronize. But every now and then, we've got this kind of lag. We're not in the same room today. We're going over the interweb. And so we get a little
interweb.
Lag. Yeah.
Now, I will say that probably what overshadowed even the slap heard from hell or whatever was the fact that it was a very special night for the Academy Awards. There were a lot of firsts last night, as you can probably imagine. There were a lot of firsts.
Okay, like, tell me about it.
There was the first African-American openly gay woman won either actor or supporting actor. That's a first.
I didn't see that coming.
Had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that coming either. Best actor?
Mm-hmm.
Death.
Wow. I almost didn't.
I know Marlee Matlin won the best supporting actor one time for Children of a Lesser God, but this was some movie. First of all, it's a weird year for the Academy Awards because most of these movies aren't even in the theater.
So
it is a weird thing, and from what I've heard, King Richard is a great movie.
I would like
to see it, and that he supposedly did a pretty good job in that. But, you know, it was the first time that a female director has won in back-to-back years. So these were things that, were they deserved or did they just have to happen?
Yeah, I agree to both of those.
What was it like Johnny Bravo, the suit fit? So therefore...
Yeah, I think so.
You,
this is... that's not a handicap anymore. It's almost stacking the odds in your favor to have some distinction like that. I mean, I know that's a horribly un-PC thing to say, but let's face it. I mean, if they deserved it, great. I mean, there's no reason why a deaf person couldn't put forth a role that's Oscar worthy, and I assume this one was, and there's no reason why someone who's an openly gay black woman couldn't put together a performance that, but it's, you know, we live in a time where people say, you know, I'm going to nominate a black woman. I'm not going to look at qualifications. It's, you know, unless they check the first box first, which doesn't serve anybody really.
No,
it doesn't elevate.
And you know, going back to the awards, and whatnot, I don't know if you remember when Halle Berry won Best Actress for Monsters Ball.
I do remember that.
She broke a barrier. And that, it's a barrier that needed to be broken.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a very emotional, important time. I think years earlier, maybe a black woman had won. But I mean, yeah, it was something that...
I mean, it was like a
It wasn't
Sydney,
being really talked about at the
Sydney
time. Like, it
Poitier.
Needs to happen. She deserved it. Cyndi Poitier, I think, was the first black actor.
Like, it was like but that kind of achievement.
It really was. And a few years ago, it was widely known that I guess they've now gone to 10 nominees for Best Picture or Director or something. But every one of the directors was a man. And they made so much to do about that. And I have to agree with something you said a minute ago. If I'm a female director and I don't think, you know, if I think The Departed was brilliant, look, don't take Scorsese out to put me in just because I'm a woman.
Right.
I want to win that because I put out the best directing.
Right.
Right? And not saying that that's why they were or weren't nominated, but they nominated who they felt were the 10 or 5 best directors that particular year. It doesn't mean Hollywood's like that, but Hollywood's like that.
It is.
So needless to say,
surely the makeup of the Academy, the voters, has been diversified. I don't know this for sure. I couldn't tell you who the members of the Academy are that vote on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you'd have to think that by this point, there would be a lot of diversity on that panel. But who knows?
I mean, that's a good question. I can't imagine there not being diversity for years.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just we live in a time right now that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And sometimes, sometimes it's like you said. I mean, let's say that a woman does win it the year that Scorsese should have won it for The Departed. At some point, they're going to be like, did she? Did she deserve that?
That's what Kanye's for.
That's what Kanye's for. And you know who brought up the piece last night?
What? Who?
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy came out and smooth things over?
I don't know what he was. I don't know if he just walked up there like Kanye did, or if he was presenting something. But he basically just said, you know, we'll all talk about this at the after party or something. Basically, just saying, look, it's over. Let's be done with this.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at that after party so that I could have flown out there as fast as I could have.
Yeah, right? No kid. I think P. Diddy probably in that party said, listen, I want you to look at my track record. I want you to be Tupac. And Chris, I want you to be
Biggie.
Notorious B.I.G. Those two managed to gel as one.
A regular Henry Kissinger.
Let's bring the Biggie Tupac piece. Because P. Diddy was like a major part of that whole thing.
Oh, for sure. Stirring that whole pot. Mm. Wow.
He was up there giving an award, right? He's not even giving an acceptance speeches, and he starts talking about everyone getting along. They probably the band plays him off like, get this guy out of here. We don't need him talking peace. Shit. Everybody duck.
Oh, my gosh. Quick, somebody get Sean Penn up there.
Yeah, right? He's in Tibet.
Well, you know, the woke factor.
Yeah, so
the woke factor is so strong, and it's been several years since this has happened, but you know, they no longer say the winner is, right? Now it's the Oscar goes to, because they don't want to imply that they're not all winners. So you don't say, and the winner is anymore. Were you aware of that?
In their defense.
Yeah.
In their defense, personally, I don't ever remember not saying, and the Oscar goes to. Maybe I'm wrong.
I do.
Maybe it doesn't show the nominees anymore. So it shows, you know, where like Christopher Waltz, and he gets up to go accept the award, and the pain on all the other people in the picture, like they're clapping, like, "Hey, yeah, right. Way to go! That's great, fucker!" Right. Yeah. So I mean, but it does make sense if they would start going, and the winner is. So
yeah. I don't know. The world's passed us by. The world's passed us by, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's what happens when you get to be a little older and you can reminisce about stuff. But, man, this is interesting, though, because, you know, the Oscars were something that we used to watch really regularly. And I imagine there are a lot of people who are younger now that really enjoy it and get into it. But it's kind of like people always saying, like, well, you know, the Saturday Night Live sucks now. It was so much better at this point. And basically what that is like when you were young and you were watching it, that's who you think is the best cast.
So absolutely.
If you were 21 years old in 1976, you think that the original cast was the best. if you were that age in the late 80s, yeah. early 90s, like we were, we think it's the Dana Carvey and Phil Hartman and Dennis Miller and David Spade, that group are the best, right? So, you know, the Oscars have passed us by, but that's okay.
I've always said, I've always said about SNL, I'll watch it until whenever, but they've gotten so political. And we know that. Everybody knows that. Weekend Update for sure.
And not even like
they don't even try to hide it.
It's not even satire. It's like political messaging.
No, no. So what they will do, I guarantee you, if I can't wait to see what it is. So this this Supreme Court hearing, right? The Supreme Court justice hearing. They will not make her look qualified, unqualified, whatever you want. They will just rip on Ted Cruz. They'll rip on people that, how can they talk to her like this?
Yeah.
But they ripped on Kavanaugh. They never asked how people could talk to Kavanaugh like that. They wanted to know what Kavanaugh did in high school. So what I'm saying is, though, they will not look on both sides. They
won't. That's true.
And even if something's wrong on the left, they will.
The Kavanaugh comparison is, you know, that was a bit of an extreme because he was being accused of something horrid that he didn't do. But they would have never defended Amy Comey Barrett like that, for example, right?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the world we live
now,
in.
Now, yes, the accusations were, I mean, the accusations were there, but there was zero proof. I mean, I don't think it took.
No, I'm just saying. It had to be followed up. I mean, it had to be sorted out, and it turned out it wasn't true. But nobody, people still act as though, you know, they put a rapist on the Supreme Court, which is, you know, you won't accept the fact that what you thought was true turned out not to be true. But it's the world we live in. It's weird. It's drives me crazy. But what are you gonna do, man?
Drives me crazy. There's nothing you can do anymore, right?
Right.
Thank you for listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast. Your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. Because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good Lord.